This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and our message for this month, for this lesson, is for the month of, was published in the month of February of the year 2019, and it is being put on audio in the month of October of the year 2024. And our subject scripture is found in Genesis chapter number 1 and verse number 31. And if you have this scripture available, you will find these words recorded. It says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." The title of the message, "It Was Very Good." This is part number 2. Of a 4-part message. Now, when I left off last month, I started addressing the most gross thing that women are engaged in apart from abortion that puts them totally at odds with what God and Christ has set up for them. And that is taking leadership positions in the church as pastors and bishops. Now, let me be clear about this. Women are fully capable of doing just about anything a man can do when it comes to work and things like that. If they are in their right minds and have all their physical attributes, in other words, arms, legs, and such, then they are fit to do most of the same things a man can do. However, just as I described the orchestra and its makeup of many different instruments and people, though they may all be capable of playing other instruments or other selections, they submit themselves to the purpose that they were assigned to play so that the finished product is the best that it can be. What if, say for instance, a part of the composition requires a violin to be used as the forefront of a piece being played, meaning all of the other instruments continue playing at a very low level? Now, all of them could choose to play at their normal level or even higher, but the piece would be ruined because of it. It is not now or has ever been the idea that one person is better than another, but rather each submitting to the purpose that God assigned them to be. I have used this example before. I am a retiree from Chrysler FCA Corporation, which is now Stellantis. During my 30 years there, I have had foremen, both black and white, male and female, younger and older than me. Every day I could associate with them outside of the plant. I might smart mouth them, curse them out, or otherwise show that I am grown and nobody tells me what I can and can't do. However, as soon as I punch in on the job, guess what? I better do whatever they tell me to do or else I won't have a job to come to. If they tell me to jump, my only response should be, how high? The point is, if I want to be able to feed my family, I better submit to the authority that Chrysler gave them over me and the position that they put me in. Well, in like manner, families, and especially the church, are what God has designed and has put in place in order for the finished product to be the best that it can be. However, when people are disgruntled with the position that they are in, then there is a problem, and it is not with God, but them. And since the welfare of the individual, their family, and the community is at stake, the best thing for them to do is go along with the program. When individuals resort to doing things the way they think that they should be versus what God says, then there is going to be a major problem. And looking at history, let the record show there will be hell to pay. There is not one instance where someone has defied God, and that is what this is, where there weren't severe consequences starting with Adam and Eve. We are all paying the price for that one. Try defying your boss on the job and see where it gets you. If you are a boss, what would you do with an employee that defied you? Yet somehow we fully expect God to go along with our foolishness and not do anything about it. Getting back to the church, which is supposed to be the anchor or the lighthouse in the community to show us the way that we must follow if we want to have lives that are very good. The church is supposed to set the example of how a family is supposed to be set up with roles of the man, woman, and child or children clearly defined. When a woman
takes on the position of pastor, she is defying God's plan for her life, and as such will reap the consequences for it. Genesis chapter 2 verse number 18 says this, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet or helper for him." Let there be no mistaking it. From the beginning, God has put the man above the woman in all things pertaining to the church and family. Her role is as his helper or assistant. With that being the case, how can people get the vision and follow God's design for the perfect family if the woman is in the place where the man is ordained to be? If she is going to teach boys and men how to be men, I don't think so. She can't do it. As I mentioned last month, the only thing she will end up doing is teaching them how to be the man that she desires him to be. This means she wants him to be made into her image of a man versus what God's image of what he should be. Now, among other things, men do have the obligation of listening to their wives as God instructs them to do. However, when it comes down to the final decisions, it is the man that has the final say-so. If a man can't do a simple thing like this, then he has no business pastoring a church. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse number 5 says, "For if a man know not how to get this rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?" As I again mentioned earlier, since the Bible says, "As Christ is the head of the man, so is the man the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ." This is the perfect line or chain of command, so to speak. Everyone playing the part that they were designed for. Consequently, if we look at Christ, he only said and did what the Father told him, nothing more, nothing less. As it was, is, and shall be, God follows his own rules so that no one can come along and say, "Since you changed on this part, why can't you change on how you do things over here?" Most women don't like that word rule because of the negative connotations it brings up. It literally means control. No one likes the idea of someone having control over them. However, think about it. The orchestra, the band, the movies, the job, and many other things, if there was not some sort of control in these areas, there would be chaos. We have laws in this land that spell out what is and is not acceptable. Those of us that want to enjoy the freedoms that we have willingly abide by those laws. Notice I said willingly. those that refuse to abide by them will eventually end up confined, injured, or worse. Laws or rules are put in place for the benefit of the individual and others. By the same token, commandments, rules, or laws are there for the betterment of the individual, group, and others. Violating them will bring about problems. Since God only speaks to those that are His anointed or anointed by Him, then that means if a person is in a position they are not supposed to be in, then they were not anointed to be in that position, so they therefore can't hear from Him. This goes for men first, and especially for women. If a man buys into the idea that he and the woman are equal, with neither being above the other, then the only way to get things done is by compromise. Compromise means, instead of obeying God's directions, you meet me halfway and that way we get along. In just about every area of our lives, we have compromised on things that have resulted in our not being able to achieve the fullness of what God has promised for those that love Him. We tend to think that our relationship with Him is based on polling data, like this is a democracy or something where He asks us what we want and that the majority wins. Not. God lays out the rules and you either get in line with them and prosper or reject them and end up being destroyed by them. That's it. Men are supposed to be men and take up the cross that God has assigned them to carry, and the same thing goes for women. For a child to grow up and be the type of man that God designed him to be, he must be guided by a man who is saved, a husband, and father. There is once again no way a woman can do that. As far as the girls are concerned, for them to become what God has designed them to be, they must be guided by a woman who is saved, a wife, and a mother. The Bible gives directions for the woman in the church in how they are to train the younger women and girls. Titus chapter number 2, so we're going to start reading at verse number 3 and go down through verse number 5. It says, the aged women, or the elder women, or the mothers of the church, so to speak, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, and teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Notice, the women are to be doing this so that the word of God is not blasphemed. Political correctness and the women's movement are all designed to take away from what God says about such things as marriage and family and how they are to conduct themselves. As I mentioned earlier about the perfect woman in Proverbs chapter number 31, she would be totally rejected by most women today, even in the church. She would be looked at as a disgrace for letting her husband tell her what she can and can't do. As far as her being a mother, she should have aborted them so that she could be free to do her own thing. As a result, they are cursed. Their families and children are cursed. The more they try to find remedies outside of God's directions, the deeper the hole they dig for themselves. If we take a close look at all of the criminal elements in our society, we will see that over 95% come from homes where there is no godly father, or one where the man that is there fails to give direction to household and everyone in it, and he is doing their own thing. The man and woman aren't even married, so the children grow up with that same attitude. As a result, the family model as God designed it is non-existent. This opens the door for any type of people living together to call themselves a family when it is nothing more than blasphemy. And nothing good will come from it. The reason being, it does not have God's blessing. And if you don't have that, you are open to all of that the devil has to throw at you. Many people today, especially Christians, have the mistaken belief that God is so full of love, compassion, and mercy that there is no way what they may be involved in outside of His directions for our lives would result in the suffering many of them have endured. Some even look at God's punishment of them because of their actions as being an attack of the devil, or, in our politically correct way of thinking, the fault of Trump and the GOP. What they need to realize is this: God will use people to carry out specific directions that will bring about judgment and punishment on those that reject His will and purpose for their lives. Of course, the ones who are responsible for all this mess are preachers who give people the idea that God is all about forgiveness without repentance. More next month. Well, that's all for this particular part of the message, and we will move on into part number 3. I'm not going to do a commentary on this part. I'll wait and just give a commentary after I get through with part number 4. 4. So anyway, in closing, let me just say to you and yours, may God bless you and your families real good until we get together again for another message from the Word of God. Good day.